Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
So we talked to Sam. Sam said that he and Emily went on a great date. It went so well that even he woke up at her place and she had made him bacon. I mean, good sounding date, but hasn't heard from her. So we're trying to get Emily to tell us what happened. And, is this Emily now?
Yes.
Do you remember Sam? You went on a date not too long ago.
Yeah, I remember Sam.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about it. He said he had a great time with you.
Yes, and he hasn't heard from you in 13 days, to be exact. Is there a reason that you haven't been getting back to him?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of fun with Sam, but I don't know if we're going to work out.
And why? Okay.
Okay. Can you give us a little insight into that?
Okay. Well, he slept over my place, and let's just say he kept me up the entire night.
Well, that's
okay,
a good
like,
thing.
Right, like in
that's
a good
what
way,
you want.
Or why? Yes. Yeah.
Nah.
Kids today.
I wish it was in a good way. It was not in a good way. He wouldn't stop snoring. It got to the point where I almost put a pillow over his face. And I had to even go sleep in the living room. It was that bad. I could hear him in the living room.
So
it was so loud.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have been there with the snoring. It sucks.
Really
does.
There.
But
he snored really badly. Like, it changed my whole perspective of him. I mean, he was so sexy until he fell asleep.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we have Sam. He's been listening in. Sam?
Yeah.
Emily says you're snoring.
She's probably telling the truth. I'm a real heavy sleeper. I have a CPAP. I would have, who knew I should bring that along on the first date,
Oh, gosh.
I normally would wear it. You wouldn't even know the difference.
That's probably the least sexy thing anyone has ever said to me. Seriously.
Oh, God. It's a medical condition. I can have worse problems. It's only when I'm asleep. And
I don't care what it is. I could never sleep next to you again. I mean, do you realize how loud you were?
Well, no, because I'm not on the planet when this is happening, but...
No, I mean, my mature side says, people use CPAP machines and this is life. And I want to tell you that, Emily, but I don't know. My 22-year-old self is like, I couldn't be dealing with a CPAP machine already. I mean, I get it.
What if I'm the best guy on the planet? You can't get past that?
I would have to take, a really big risk. I would be really angry all the time because I would have not slept. I don't know if I would even see if he was the best guy on the planet.
Well, see, right. This is why the kids, this is why you wait, okay? This is why you wait, because you don't need somebody seeing your sleeping habits right off the bat, because then they're too quick. This is the kind of stuff that happens. This is why you don't get a phone call back. But if you know someone for, 6 months.
Yeah, so you fall
and then you find out they snore, and then maybe you make exceptions to the rule.
I'm going to disagree.
All right. Well, I don't.
You guys are making me feel good about the future. Thanks a lot.
I know, Sam. Listen, I'm sorry. Hey,
Colleen.
hey, Sam, I do advise against bringing the CPAP machine on dates. That's presumptuous. So that would be equally as big of a turnoff, just for
true.
The record.
That is a good point.
All right. Emily says that she's not going to be able to get past this. I'm sorry, Sam.
Sorry, Sam.
Now you know what
happened.
Thank you.
The wake-up call, guys.
Well, no pun intended. Yeah, okay.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?